Welcome to Part 6, the final installment of Auction Napa Valley 2012.
I'm here with Stephen Perry of Perry Sellers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. It's a pleasure to be here and see the good crowd here.
Because you're a vintner host today, does that mean you get to relax and walk around and drink wine, or are you actually working today?
Well, a little of both. Certainly doing a little walking around, relaxing, tasting wines, you know, great food. And then we're hosting a table. So, yeah, that's a little bit of work, but it's, we like to say, you know, that's the best part of the wine business, is meeting the people.
It makes up for all the time you got pretty much in the cellar, right?
It does, very much so.
So tell me a little bit about your wine and what you make.
Well, we are a very small winery. We just produce a couple hundred cases of our Cabernet Sauvignon. It's from our estate vineyard, which is only a half acre. Vines are very tightly spaced, so we're averaging, you know, 3 tons of grapes off the vines, 1,200 plus vines.
We had another reaction over here from Sue Perry. Sue, what was the reaction?
No. I just was shaking my head. See, this is a test. How well do each of us remember the details of our of our lives here? I was on the radio earlier and couldn't remember the number of our e-auction lot. I could go 350 and then three. I don't know. Yes, because he told me so.
That's not good when you can't remember that.
No,
but at least
no.
If you remember your name, that's a good
that's
start.
True.
That's why we wear a name tag.
Done that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. We did that.
I wanted to ask you where your vineyard was located.
Our vineyard and home are on the Silverado Trail, a couple miles north of St. Helena.
Do you only sell to a wine club or locally?
Well, you know, people ask us about a wine club, but we only make one wine. So it's whenever the vintage comes out, that's when, you know, people obviously buy it. But we're direct to consumer, and then we have it in some nice restaurants.
If our listeners would like to learn about your wine, how would they find out about you online?
They can go to our website, and that's www.parrysellers, and that's parrycellars.com.
Well, I thank Andy for sending the intro this way, and I appreciate you talking
about it.
Well,
and we should plug Andy, because Andy Schweiger is our winemaker. So our grapes grow about a mile north here of Meadowood. Those of you familiar with the valley, St. Helena is right in the middle. We're a little bit north, and then we load the grapes up, and they go across the valley and all the way up to the top of the hill of Spring Mountain. So it's, but you do what you got to do when you got grapes, and we love Andy as our winemaker. So
yeah, it was kind of funny when Andy walked away from me, he just kind of said, "Yeah, they got a great winemaker." He hadn't said that.
Okay.
Oh well, listen, don't edit the tape and spoil the surprise, you know. So
never in a million years. Thank you both.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
I'm here with our dear friend Robin Lael, of course, of Lael Vineyards. How are you doing, Robin?
Couldn't be better. Thanks.
Great auction today. Great crowd. Looks like the money's flowing. What do you think?
I think it's really going to be a great auction. I think that the energy here is very, very good. And there's a lot of new people here this year. We have a big contingency coming from Asia, which is great. And a lot of young people. And I love that.
And again, it seems like the bidding is very healthy right now.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I couldn't hope for anything better, honestly. And the e-auction has been doing really well. Also, the barrel auction did very well yesterday. So we're in great shape, I think.
One thing I'd like to bring up is that you've been involved, I believe, officially. I don't know if you would say as goodwill person, ambassador to Inglenook. It's like you're kind of coming home.
Well, thank you. It's a real full circle for me. Very noble of Francis to allow me to do that. So my job, I'm a consulting, and my job is a state ambassador. And I am a very happy and very enthusiastic state ambassador.
As I mentioned to you earlier, you had appeared in their current newsletter, which goes out with their wine shipment. And I think the one nice thing about this is maybe to see people to understand how deep this history goes.
Well, these histories, you know, and there are not a lot of them, are very important to the wine business. And it's not just about Inglenook, but it's about the fact that we have pillars that go back into the 19th century. And we've been making wine here for a long time. And it just is kind of another factor of why we are making such beautiful wines today.
And doing a very nice job of it, I might add.
Thank you so very much.
My pleasure. Robin, if our listeners would like to learn about Lael Vineyards, how would they do that?
Oh, well, you can find us on the web at www.laelvineyards.com, or you could just call the winery at 707-968-9900. We'd love to talk to you.
our listeners could have a tasting with you, correct?
They could, absolutely. We'd have some fun.
Well, I would say. Thanks very much for giving me your time.
Thank you, Ray. It's great to see you.
Well, there you go.
Hi, Ray. Testing 1, 2, 3 with Ray.
So we are here with Michelle Fields, of course, from the ever-famous Alpha Omega. And now I'm yelling at you. How you doing?
Doing great, Ray. You know, it can't be a better day than a day in Napa Valley, at Auction Napa Valley. It's Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. We just lost one.
No, it's beautiful. I mean, these paddles have been going up all day long. The six-digit numbers we're getting for these auction lots for charity, it just blows me away, the love and the support that the community has, and that all of the people of Napa Valley, people outside of Napa Valley who love Napa Valley, come here to have this amazing experience and to support our communities and our charities.
Do you think there's any chance we might break any records today?
Oh, I think we're going to break some records. It felt like we were breaking records yesterday at the barrel auction. I tasted so many amazing wines. I could not even fathom the enormity of the generosity and the love of wine that was in the caves yesterday at Jarvis. Alpha Omega did really well, but oh my goodness, that was some big numbers. And it's all for charity, which is fantastic. And the best part is that we love hospitality and we love sharing this hospitality with everyone who loves wine, and that's what wine's about, coming together with friends and sharing this beautiful grape that goes into this bottle that is farmed for a year. And it's a labor of love, and it's been a great auction, and we're just really happy to be here, Ray.
And we are too. Thank you once again for inviting us.
Ray, always. We always love having you here. You're the highlight when I see you.
How can our listeners learn about your Alpha Omega Winery online?
Well, you go to www.aowinery.com, and you can call me. My phone number is actually on the website. If you look under the contact, and I'll tell you everything you need to know.
I strongly suggest you call Michelle. It's going to be well worth it. And best of all, AO is not by appointment, so you can just kind of go on in anytime you want.
Yes, you can. We have a public tasting room permit, so which is a blessing. And come join us, drink some wine. We also do private tastings, and we'd love to see all your friends there, Ray.
I'm working on it one by one. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Ray.
So the project's been about 5 years in development, so we're very, very small.
Well, let's talk about that. I'm here with Tim Martin of Tusk Estates.
Yes.
I got it that time.
You got it. Yeah, we're a very small venture. We've been developing for about 5 years. 2007, we started developing the project. It's myself, my name's Tim Martin, Philippe Melka, who's a world-famous winemaker. Everybody knows Philippe. And Michael Utingsu, three buddies, and decided to do a crazy venture where we decided to lose a lot of money but have some fun. So
about how many cases are you doing?
You know, we make about 150 cases. We produce enough wine to make about 1,500 cases, which Philippe, the wonderful Frenchman, politely whittles down to a very small amount, creme de la creme. There's no baby Tusk. It's only best of the best. So 150 cases, and when you're converting only about 10%, really bad business model, but really great wine.
Well, you could say that about a lot of wine when it comes to business model, but when it's all about quality, I think that makes it a good business model.
Well, and for us, what we wanted to do is we wanted to create a family, which is what we're doing with Tusk. We decided, because we're so small, we do a little bit of a business model where every one of our buyers we know personally, we write them personally, we don't have a staff. It's something we do ourselves, and with the idea that every member of Tusk is connected to one of the owners by no more than 2 degrees.
Excellent. How can our listeners find out about you on the web?
www.tuskestates.com.
Excellent. Tim, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Auction Napa Valley 2012.
Welcome to the Napa Valley. We couldn't be more thrilled. The Chapelet family are here for the last 6 or 7 months to get things moving, all due to Mom.
Our chef for the night was so lucky, Chef Emeril Lagasse and his staff. Hey, Chef.
Hi, Ursula. How are you?
Never better. Never better.
You're looking lovely in black.
When did you get here?
I got here a couple days ago, and we've been working quietly in the kitchen and getting ready for a wonderful dinner.
You quiet?
Yes.
Who'd you bring out with you?
Well, I have Chris Wilson, who's my culinary director, who's based in New Orleans. Sean Rowe, my culinary director from Las Vegas, and Ronnie Rainwater, who is our chef at Delmonico in Las Vegas as well. And yours truly.
Very nice.
And a great team here at Meadowood.
We had dinner at the French Laundry. Okay, here we go. Schaefer, let her rip. At $100,000. Schaefer, $100,000. A mere $110,000 is all I ask. Come on, Gary. It takes a lot more than that to take the wind out of your sails. $110,000. Thank you. There we go. It's okay, Joe. I know she just took both paddles and put them under the table.
Now, come on, big boys over there. $115,000. Give me.
So! Wow! $170,000. Oh, my God! Wow! $120,000. Bow three. So
nice. That's a lot of safari. $360,000. Sold. Pound number four. The bargain at twice the price. $460,000. Last chance and fair warning, and you win.
So we're coming to the end of the evening of what I would say is the best auction at Pepper Valley I've been to. Congratulations. You guys did an awesome, awesome job.
Thank you very much. I think we put our heart and soul into it, and it all worked out. I mean, there's always little hiccups, but they seem to go away very quickly, and we kept breathing. So there was no issues, and, you know, we're going to have to move some of these rocks back and some of these piles back and all that stuff. But with all my brothers and sisters and family, and this is my sister Alicia is here.
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
And so there's been a lot of support, and everybody's kind of cranked up. So luckily we have a lot of friends and a lot of family to make this work, and it's all worked. So
key word being family.
Family is very important. Without family, we wouldn't have what we have. So we're really dedicated. Yeah,
and
we're
friends.
Yeah, and the friends, and which are part of our extended family. So if you kind of put it out there, you're right. It's all part of the deal. So
absolutely.
So Ray, we sure appreciate you keep coming out here, helping us all out, and supporting us. And it's a win-win at every level. So
thank you very much.
Thank you.
One last question before I let you go. You had said a number, and I didn't hear the number in there.
$7.6 million. That's not including the e-auction. So we're ahead of last year, and in every category, and we're delighted. And it wasn't a competition. It was really having people end up having a great experience, and I think we've been able to achieve that also.
I think everybody had a great experience. Thank you very, very much.
Thanks, Ray. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Tiny bubbles in the wine make me feel happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over.
Life Between the Vines was produced at Fifth Floor Recording Company in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Produced by Ray Pfister. Original music by Tim Turton. Tiny Bubbles performed by Judd Finkelstein. Photographs by Jeanette Herniak. Copyright 2012.